that we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along.
You're tuned to WLAW. Coming to your city next week, we're going to be doing the Lakers at Harbor Beach game, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but it's almost guaranteed. Probably should think before I speak. About fourth quarter coming up here. Bad Axe really, after scoring in the third quarter there, the Bad Axe fans have become electric all of a sudden, cheering after every big play, and Bad Axe has suddenly had a number of big plays here.
Yeah, Bad Axe getting started here just shy of midfield. Looking to make a, you know, get this game, get the 16 points here and make this game a little bit interesting.
Second and seven, right to left across your radio. Braden out for the quick pass to number 12. Labor, he catches at the 35. He's got 20. He's in for the score. Touchdown, Bad Axe. Just like that, from midfield, from the 50-yard line, he goes down to catch and carry on a little bit of a shuffle pass to number 12. Tyler Labor for the touchdown.
Bad Axe had a receiver out wide on each side of the field. Labor lined up as the tight end in that formation. No linebacker, nobody picked him up. There was a corner guarding each receiver, two deep safeties. Tyler Labor just ran down the middle of the field, about 5 yards down the field, just put his hand up, turned to the quarterback, and he was still backing up, just threw it off his back foot, lobbed it over the line. Nobody there to stop him. Great play there. Good recognition by Braden. And good catch and run there by Tyler Labor.
It's 46-0 Harbor Beach over Ubley, or 46-0 Harbor Beach over Memphis. Excuse me, I can't say anything right tonight. As Bad Axe going for the two-point conversion from the 3 yards. 11:50 left in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe strikes again. This is a pitch out to number 3, Seth Geiger. And it's no good. So, just like that, Bad Axe, 2 touchdowns on the night, and we still have 11:50 to go in the fourth quarter. At Cass City 30, Bad Axe 14. You're tuned to WLEW.
Fall is a time for football, a time for hunting, a time for back to school, and time for a new phone with a tremendous back to school savings at Thumb Cellular. That's right, it's back-to-school savings at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky. Pick up a Samsung Adorn, an LG Samba, or LG Prestige free on only a 1-year contract. Are you ready to step up to a Thumb Cellular smartphone? Get an HTC Desire Android smartphone free with just a 1-year agreement and take advantage of a reduced smartphone data plan, just $20. Many other phone specials are available, and if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. Now is the time to upgrade to a Thumb Cellular phone and service from your only locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
You're tuned to WLAW, and Bad Axe kicks it off, a high fly kick out to the 15-yard line where Cassidy gets it. Number 88, Dickinson, out to the 35-yard line, a 20-yard return there for Cassidy to start on their own 35-yard line. They have 65 yards for a score. Bad Axe scores in the second half, 14 unanswered points. Can Cassidy come up with an answer?
Cassidy's going to come back with this with their standard wing tee offense. They've been running all game long. They're going to try and chew a lot of clock, get some first downs. Bad Axe, it's going to be very clear to Bad Axe that this is going to happen. Let's see if Bad Axe can execute on defense and maybe get a 3-and-out and get the ball back.
Cassidy comes out in the T formation, 3 men in the backfield, Hartle under center in his own 35, left to right across your radio. It's a handoff to Personowski around the right end, and he gets about 5 yards in doing so, 41-yard line on the right hash. He's first hit at the 38 and got 3 more yards after the hustle.
Credit number 4, Dylan White, with the tackle, but Personowski slipped and slithered through about 2 or 3 tackles there before going down. He had an opportunity to lose a yard there. Ended up working his way for 5. Chance for Bad Axe there to bring him down in the backfield. Just missed.
And Personowski has slipped and slithered for 13 carries on the night for 43 yards. Second and 5 from their own 41-yard line are the Cass City Redhawks. moving left to right across her radio. 11:15 left in the fourth. 30-14, Cass City over Maddox. Maddox has answered 14 points unanswered. And it's a handoff right up the middle to number 22, Brendan Ricker, the senior tailback. He gets 2 yards out to the 44-yard line, and now a 3rd and 3 for the Red Hawks.
Number 55, Jimmy Rogers, stuffing the line there. That run up the middle has not been very successful for Cass City so far tonight.
3rd and 3 coming for Cass City at their own 43-yard line. Same formation. Nickerson in the backfield, Ricker and Berzanowski. This one to Berzanowski around the right side. He has the first down at the 50-yard line. Loads right over a tackler, Dylan White, number 4, and finally brought down to the 47-yard line. That's a gain of 10.
Man, tough run there for Berzanowski, running hard. Jimmy Rogers comes up a little slow. Big-time defender there for Bad Axe. Staying in the game, though.
Cassidy now into Bad Axe territory. It's the 47-yard line. 1st and 10 coming up. 10:24 left in the game. Cassidy with the ball with a 16-point lead, two-possession game. This one's the 26. Berzanowski, he's out for the running. He has no one to beat. He's to the 5, and in for the score. Touchdown, Kansas City. Berzanowski scampers 47 yards down the near sideline, in for the score. And just like that, Kansas City back in the game. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Just what Kansas City wanted to do. A couple nickel and dime runs. Try to get a first down, burn some clock, and possibly hope to hit a big one. And that's exactly what Berzanowski did there. Kind of feeling a little bit Berzanowski eventually making some nice run, running some people over, feed that man the ball, and that's what they did as he took it all the way to the end zone.
Braden Berzanowski has 15 carries for exactly a century of yards. 100 yards in the night, averaging 6.6 every time he touches the ball. Cassidy going for 2, leading by 22. T formation, Berzanowski, Ricker, in the wing tee now to the right, and Dickinson. It's a pass intended for number 85 is tipped at the line of scrimmage. Watson Moore falls incomplete, and the two-point version is no good. The lead for Gas City stays at 22, 36-14, with 10:06 left to play in the fourth. You're tuned to WLEW. Sometimes you want to go where everybody
knows your name. Hi, this is Cooper for Thumb National Bank, inviting you to join the Thumb National team. In our family, my great-grandpa is a farm customer at Thumb National. My grandpa and grandma are business customers, and my mom and dad bought our house with a mortgage loan from Thumb National. And oh yeah, they bought our family truckster. I mean our minivan with a Thumb National car loan. They even come to our school to teach all my class about how to save money. That's pretty cool and a lot of fun. I know when I get bigger, Thumb National is going to be my bank too. My sisters and I already have savings accounts for college. My dad says Thumb National can make all your dreams come true. He should know because he's really smart. Take it from me, Cooper. Join the Thumb National team today with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Cass City responds with a touchdown of their own, now makes it 36-14, their first points for the second half, as the kick is up from their own 40-yard line, goes down at the 20, and actually, number 4, Dylan White, grabbed the ball right at the 20-yard line. Unfortunately, his left foot went out of bounds, so that's where it's going to be. It's basically an old-fashioned touchback, I guess.
Yeah, that definitely what happened there. The kick went down the sideline. Basically, everybody thought it was going to go out of bounds. It basically just followed the sideline before White eventually just said, I've had enough, just caught it with his foot out of bounds.
Bad Axe has 155 yards in offense tonight, 147 of that coming in the second half. 10:04 left in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe offense back on the field, starting at their own 20-yard line, 80 yards for a score, trailing by 22. Coming out, well, receiver wide each way.